information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly Lucille's not feeling too well, so I am covering for the both of us, and we are talking about CoQ10. We told you so. I'm male. I'm a cardiologist. I confess there is an ego involved with my life. I'm glad to see now Holly, if she was here, she would say, no, Decker, you don't have any kind of ego. And I would be like, well, thanks, Holly. I know you're listening, and I'm going to be getting an email very soon about this. But we simply are right. We've been using a nutrient that we call like an orthomolecular agent that's sort of part of a plant, but it's still all natural, called CoQ10. CoQ10 is something that if we focus on heart, it's something that when hearts get sick or as they get older, they simply don't make as much of. And CoQ10 is part of the way the hearts generate energy. And when we look at it, what's going on with cardiology? Well, we have an epidemic of literally heart failure that is skyrocketing. And so we need more energy for our hearts. But for most of the years, there's a lot of small studies showing, CoQ10 is a good idea. Or CoQ10, it acts as an antioxidant, which is good, a fat-soluble antioxidant. So therefore, it may help cholesterol stop oxidizing. So there might be a benefit there. It looks like when we give it to patients with heart failure, they might be better. But we didn't have the big study. We didn't have something that we can sit with our patients and go, this is more than a good idea. And my patients have been patient. I have told them for years that we think this is really beneficial. We've not seen side effects. There's a lot of research. Parkinson's, actually, neurologic disorders, prostate problems, but especially with heart. But we haven't had the real big one that really puts the nail in the coffin and puts this issue to rest, that it's time for heart patients to get CoQ10. Quote, unquote, CoQ10, first drug, now they're calling my natural product a drug, I've got to let that go. But first drug to improve heart failure mortality or death from a weak heart in over 10 years. So if we look at this numbers, now this came out of Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark. And again, Scandinavia generally has a lot of critical studies on natural products. So it was very interesting to see this positive study come out. Professor Sven Ag Mortensen, for those of Swedish descent, I apologize for absolutely slaughtering your language there, but out of Copenhagen, Denmark, CoQ10 decreased all-cause mortality by half, which, let me explain what that means. That means any way of dying, any way of dying at all of it by half, literally just cut it down the middle. So one of the things that jumped out of the study was one of those beneficial side effects that natural products can have versus adverse side effects. Decreased all deaths by half, according to the results of a multi-center, randomized, a double-blind trial presented at the Heart Failure 2013 Congress. It is also the first drug to improve heart failure mortality in over a decade. It is held in Lisbon, Portugal. Nice place to go to a conference. I'm going to look at some of the big numbers in here. And basically, the double-blind trials have shown that it not only helped, but hold on to your seats, heart patients, no side effects were demonstrated. How would you like to actually have like the first, approved cardiac medicine to not, come with this long 4-minute commercial of may cause hair loss and death and liver failure and kidney failure? They just really didn't find any significant side effects in these patients. This study was called the Q-Symbio study. Randomized 420 patients with severe heart failure and followed them with 2 years. And there was very severe heart failure, and that's where they found their data. Participating centers, in addition to those 420 patients, were added in Denmark, Sweden, Austria, Slovakia, Poland, Hungary, India, Malaysia, and Australia. So in the world of overkill, I do believe that we have studied this quite in depth. I don't have a total number of all of the patients that were included, but was in the thousands. CoQ10 have the risk of heart failure, of serious death from heart failure by almost 55%. very, very, nothing ever in World of Heart Failure has ever touched it like that. There's nothing that has shown up for that. Now, here's something for the business-minded heart connoisseur. CoQ10 decreased the number of hospital visits. Heart failure is the number one reason, I still believe to this day, but at least for the past 5 to 10 years, why people exit the hospital. They'll go in gaining fluid, not really knowing why. They'll leave with a diagnosis with heart failure. So it's been exponentially going up. The folks that took CoQ10, this antioxidant called CoQ10, had less hospitalizations. Now, what that should translate to is we should start to get insurance to consider covering the use of CoQ10 in the United States. It's clearly crossing over. It's all natural. I don't know why they're not going to cover it. But now the ability to decrease hospital visits for what? A few bucks a day would seem to be a normal step. But logic and insurance and drug industry, to me, seldom goes together. Professor Mortensen added something else. CoQ10 is the first medication to improve survival and chronic heart failure since ACE inhibitors and beta blockers more than a decade ago. This guy really likes CoQ10. Food supplements like CoQ10 can influence the effect of other medications, including anticoagulants. So you have to be careful if you're taking them in combination with other medicines. As with any natural product, you might want to check with your doctor or preferably a naturopathic doctor or holistic practitioner who knows the interactions of these medicines just to make sure it's safe. They did not study it versus using other medications, like comparing it to statin therapies. But, you know, quick summary again, CoQ10 looks like it cut in half the amount of deaths from a weak heart or heart failure it's the first drug to even address heart failure in a positive way in over 10 years. Breakthrough information for CoQ10. Now, the big question is whose? Okay. CoQ10, when I first started to use it, came in a powder. It was very, very difficult to absorb. We would take a powder, put it in a spoon, or there were some capsules, and we put it in a spoon and we would add in about 20 drops of olive oil, mix it, and then have the patient swallow it. CoQ10 does not absorb well. It just doesn't. Then the next ones that came out were putting the CoQ10 suspended in a cap by itself. And that was better. That was an improvement. We went from that over to, and there was various qualities of it. You know, certain oils weren't as good. And, you know, mixing an antioxidant with an oil is always tricky because it can oxidize in the oil and not be useful. But, you know, they did a pretty good job with it. The next one that came was the chewables. And it was actually a company called Vitaline that brought this to market. And what Vitaline did is they demonstrated CoQ10 absorption levels, and they showed how the CoQ10 would increase in the actual tissues. So a guy named Jed Meese, who is a pharmacist, I think he's a PharmD or a PhD, Jed did this breakthrough research on showing what CoQ10 could really do when getting into the tissues. But before there could be a study like this, they had to show that it was actually absorbing. The latest to come out is a suspended CoQ10 in an oil cap called Ubiquinol, and I think this is the best. It's a version that comes from a Japanese company called Kaneka, K-A-N-E-K-A, and I believe that is the best one on the market now because it does not have to be processed through the liver and activated, almost like how a methylcobalamin is a better B12 than a cyanocobalamin. A Ubiquinol is a better CoQ10 than your average Ubiquinone that's out there. So, as we get older, might be time to consider taking CoQ10 on a daily basis to help all types of death. But at minimum, for you heart patients, anybody with a weak heart, it's time to get on CoQ10 for a daily basis in order to stay away from the hospital and stay well at Radio MD.